I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Pakistani Christians want protection following Saturday's deadly rampage in eastern Punjab. Although over 100 are in custody, this makes the third attack in a month. Christian schools closed this week to protest the killings. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton urges you to pray because good can come from this.
The radical Muslims see how the Christians respond, and if they are able to respond with love and forgiveness instead of anger and hostility, that can be an incredible witness for Christ, and that can really plant some amazing seeds.
Next, political messes in the Muslim world are leading many to question their faith. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says this has enabled mission teams to have open conversations with Muslims around the world. Crescent Project offers a small group study called Bridges to prepare Christians for dialogue with their Muslim neighbors.
Majority of Muslims today never visit a Christian home. Let's change that. Let's invite them to our home and tell them that we love them and what we believe. And if they join us, hallelujah. If they say no, hallelujah. We're going because of the work of Christ on the cross.
And Barrett Mills may be only 15 years old, but he has a passion for the ministry of World Hope International. When he heard about children from a leprosy colony who needed a van to get to school, he knew he had to do something. Well, at the end of July, Barrett and three friends rode their bikes 400 miles from Holland, Michigan to Mackinac City, raising the total $16,000 needed to replace the rundown 1961 Jeep. You're never too young to make a difference in God's kingdom. Mission Network News. This is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing in the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide, which starts August 22nd to help you learn and pray for the Muslim world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionatworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.